What's up, everyone? How y'all doing? Hope you're having a great Thursday. Carabana weekend is upon us, so Toronto's about to be crazy, to say the least. Everyone's going to be out, so stay safe. Just have fun, stay safe. Don't, get too rowdy and hostile and all those things that can, get you into a little trouble. Stay away from those things. I wanted to do this episode for quite some time. I've been wanting to do this episode for quite some time. Yeah. I'm going to digress real quick. Sometimes I wish I had an R&B voice, man. And just sing like these R&B mans out here. Oh my goodness. How amazing the world would be. You can just sing your order at Starbucks. Can I get a double shot of caramel in my almond latte? That's tall. Yeah. Anyways, okay, I'm gonna get into it. Okay, so I think that very, very soon Instagram is going to offer a premium ads free space focused on top content from your favorite Instagrammers, influencers, and content creators for a fee of $7.99. This includes big companies as well. Television, Netflix, anyone that's doing a show. Any sort of content that you're consuming on other platforms like YouTube, Netflix, I already mentioned. Snapchat is gonna be ad-free. Stuff that you like, super, super focused on what your interests are. Very granular. And you're going to be paying $7.99 a month for it. And this includes music videos, and short films / movies as well. And why do I think this? Because, well, number one, why not? YouTube, you recently launched YouTube Premium, ads free space. You're able to download the videos. I don't know how it's doing. I don't know what the numbers are like, but I mean, that's just another way for Instagram to make money, right? Like, why not? Like, people are super, super active on the app. If they can just open that up and see how much money they make in subscriber revenue, I think it's like worth for them to try, even if it's like in the short term. Secondly, I think the influencer market, like just like being an influencer, is getting very saturated. And that's one thing. And then second, and then on top of that, the influencers are being marketed to or recruited by bigger corporations. So for like smaller brands, it's not the same pull, to slap a t-shirt, in a package, ship it out to an influencer and be like, hey, can you post this for free? Like, I mean, I've heard stories about companies like Jordan flying influencers out who may not even have that much of an engagement or following, paying for their hotel, giving them a capsule. Like, we're talking like a chest where the shoes and other like Jordan apparel, it's getting so like essentially the bigger brands realize how powerful the influencer is. And honestly, like, I don't know about you guys, but for me, like, I'm seeing all these influencer posts and it's kind of getting a little tacky. Everyone, all you see is like, yo, shop this, shop that. Maybe it's not tacky for you guys yet, but it's definitely getting tacky for me. And I feel like it's going to be so saturated to a point where people are just going to yearn for original content from their friends and their family and content creators, right? So that will, that'll put Instagram in a position to start like a premium service, which is going to be ad-free, to give you that content, and to make the content available that you would find on YouTube, Snapchat, Netflix, even Twitter. Maybe there's a Twitter application, and maybe even, messing around with music in one premium space. Let me know your thoughts. I was all over the place in this episode, but if you get this far, let me know your thoughts. All right.